This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, as of this airing, 81 days from the 2018 midterm elections. Unemployment's low. The stock market, while not being the economy, hello, is doing all right. Corporate profits are strong, and the general economic mood is favorable. Those being the conditions, the party in power would seem to be in pretty good shape, right? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, Truth Squad's That Received Political Wisdom.
There's a reason politicians like to talk about the economy. People say it's really important when they're deciding how to vote. Mark Weisbrot is with the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
For swing voters, for example, they may not be paying close attention to a lot of other issues, but they'll know how the economy's doing.
But when things are going well in the economy, people start caring more about other issues, like immigration. Jonathan Rothwell at Gallup says that's showing up in polling.
We have seen that economic issues have fallen somewhat relative to some of the other issues that people tend to mention.
Only 14% of Americans in a recent Gallup poll think the economy is the top issue in the country, fewer than those worried about, say, bad leadership in Washington. Another thing overshadowing the economy? President Trump. John Sides is a political science professor at George Washington University.
The president remains less popular than you would predict based on unemployment and growth in the economy more generally.
Sides says midterm elections are usually a referendum on the president. And
the president himself, in some sense, can't get out of his own way and let the economy help him and help his party.
He says it's hard for the GOP to focus on the good economy when tweets, tapes, and investigations dominate the news. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.